Act 3 opens with the famous wedding, attended, as you heard in the opening excerpt, by an enormous throng of nobles, attendants, ladies-in-waiting, and presumably friends and family. Wagner was a master choral composer, but even in his works, Lohengrin is unique. The chorus is on stage for almost the entire opera. The 18 Hours of the Ring would have a mere two choral scenes, the huntsman at Siegfried's murder, and another wedding. And not until Meistersinger would the composer again undertake such a massive choral composition. Getting Lohengrin performed for the first time was almost as difficult an undertaking as the work itself. Wagner had completed the piece before fleeing Dresden, but since he was wanted for rebellion in that city, performing it there was out of the question. After several failed attempts to get the work on the boards, Wagner's friend, the composer and pianist Franz Liszt, came to the rescue. Liszt was Kapellmeister in Weimar, and when Wagner suggested that he premiere the opera, Liszt was only too pleased. The performance took place on August the 28th, 1850, picked by Liszt since it was the birthday of the famous German poet Wolfgang von Goethe. The performance was a success and established Wagner once and for all as an international genius. But the composer could not be there. He was in Switzerland, still under threat of arrest if he travelled abroad. He would not hear his opera performed for another 11 years, not until he attended a rehearsal in Vienna in May of 1861. Wagner's marriage to Minna lasted 30 years, if one includes the years when they lived apart, but unfortunately the marriage of Lohengrin and Elsa lasts barely 20 minutes. Elsa's suspicions have gotten the better of her. Declaring her love for her new husband, she asks if she could not prove her worth by knowing his name. If he is in trouble, or revealing his identity would somehow compromise him, then her faithfulness, if told the whole truth, would be proved.
Ach, könnt ich deiner Bild erscheinen, müsse von ihr nicht bloß vergehen, könnt ein Verdienst mit ihr vereinen, dürft ich ihn kein für nicht mich sehen. Mit Ruhe, mit Kraft und Schwer, man kann an, ob wüsste ich noch mehr.
Elsa's argument seems reasonable, but Lohengrin answers that he has already demonstrated his faith in her. She swore an oath that she would not ask his name, and he believed her. Elsa worries that Lohengrin will someday abandon her, but he assures her this will never happen if she keeps faith. Elsa cannot help herself. She demands to know her husband's name. Before he can answer, Telramund breaks into the room with four nobles, swords drawn. Elsa grabs Lohengrin's sword and hands it to the knight, who uses it to kill his rival.
Doch dort, der Schwan, der Schwan! Dort kommt auf der Wasserflut geschwommen. Wo ruft es denn? Jetzt wird bald gekommen!
beruhige deinen Mann.
The danger passed, Elsa faints, but the real damage has been done by her question. The final scene opens with yet another trumpet fanfare and triumphal procession. The noblemen are expecting Lohengrin to lead them into battle and are puzzled by the appearance of Telramund's lifeless body. "I come not as leader, but as supplicant," Lohengrin explains. "I have killed Telramund, who attacked me. But I have also been attacked by my wife, who has betrayed her oath and asked my name and ancestry." Accompanied by the Grail motif that we have heard throughout the opera, the secret is revealed. Elsa's husband is a knight of the Holy Grail from Montsalvat. Parsifal is his father, and Lohengrin his name.
Und verloren, wenn ich
Achtung, streite für den klugen rechten Hand, denn wenn ich seine heilige Kraft entwendet, bleibt als sein Ritter dort, unerkannt. So hier, Hartoch ist es alles Segen, enthüllt muss er des Laien Auge fliehn. Des Ritters Drum soll Zweifel ihn nicht hegen, erkennt ihr ihn. Dann muss er von euch ziehn. Nun hört, wie ich verbotene Frage rufe. Gesandt. Meine Vater, Parzival, trägt seine Krone. Ein Ritter ich bin Lohengrin genannt.
Now that the secret is known, the Grail requires Lohengrin to return to Monsalvat. Although he cannot lead the king's men into battle, Lohengrin promises the king that he will be victorious. When the swan appears to take the knight home, Ortrud prematurely gloats over her victory. The swan is none other than Elsa's brother, the rightful ruler of Brabant. He has been turned into a swan by Ortrud's magic. Lohengrin prays, and the swan spell is broken. Lohengrin leaves, and the Brabantians hail their restored prince.
Seht da den Herzog von Brabant!